morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. Great to be back with you. What a difference, folks, a week makes. We'll get to that in a moment. And later on in the show, we're going to bring back, by popular demand, one of the great value investors out here in the country, a consistent and very, very profitable value investor. We're going to bring on Gabriel Wisdom, who's written a book, Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels. And we'll actually see some real-life examples of his fallen angels over the last couple of years and his way of thinking. And what I want to say, you know, what's really exciting to me, you know, this show allows me to go in depth and really look into subjects rather than when I go on Fox Business, when I go on CNBC and just touch on a soundbite, the what I would call the hysteria of the day. And, you know, when you get to go on those shows a couple times a month, it's great branding, and it's a lot of fun to meet a lot of celebrities over there. But the key of investing of all is to think a little bit longer term, to have a thesis or a hypothesis in how you invest, to get your watch list together, and then not buy and hold, but buy and watch. And also you have to do something called buy and react. And the two things I've been talking about consistently on our sister show, Trust Across America, we've gone ahead and taken this longer-term approach of identifying the five drivers of trust, looking quantitatively of who scores out the highest on those. And those stocks are held for 15 months to create a longer-term return. And I think that's probably the way most people can handle investments. There's another piece I'm doing, which I think is a lot of fun for me. I enjoy trading. I like being in the moment. And I've shared with the group the T3 Live, where over at T3Live.com, I actually manage a portfolio a little bit shorter term, or say, I said significantly shorter term, in which we're actually reacting to the moves in the market. And I'll tell you, the volatility, which was kind of muted for several months, is definitely accelerating. And the main point, though, is that while people are still talking about gloom and doom and how bad things we are and continue to be, if you actually handled your investments more nimbly or more diversified out of the country and more diversified out of only large cap, the interesting thing is last week, the global market index, and I'm not sure what it consists of, frankly, but I saw the headline, hit an all-time high last week. That's right. And interestingly, the S&P 500 is only down about 15% from the all-time high, and I'm never sure why things are only measured from the all-time high. Think in terms of somebody who's invested for the last 5-6 years in dollar cost average while the market was going up into the peak and then collapsed by 50% and then turns around and doubled again. Well, those people are actually have more money in their accounts today than they've ever had. And so, you know, what's really interesting, yes, we just lived through the Great Recession. Yes, people got kind of shocked in terms of the employment numbers. But if you're an investor and you kept a cool head and you had a methodology, then you should actually be turning around and shrugging your shoulders and say, what is all the hysteria about? What's everyone actually all completely freaked out about? What you have here is global trade is at an all-time high. You have great companies in several different sectors, which actually show up on my model almost three-dimensionally in terms of how actually healthy and how much business they're doing. So what I urge you to do is if you're following the headlines, if you're following just pure momentum and you're piling into gold, because everyone was talking about piling into gold, and you're piling into some cloud stocks, whatever you're piling into because the crowd is telling you to do it, that's a recipe for failure. What you need to do is you need to back up, you need to take a deep breath, you need to ask yourself some important questions. How and what makes a good company? How would you rank it? Would you look at things like how popular they are? Would you look at the daily high, low, close, and volume? Well, if you're a trader and you're nimble enough to do that, that's one way to do it. If you go back to the Magnet method of investing and just see how that portfolio actually outperformed the market since that book came out. If you go back 10 years ago to when I first introduced Magnet, if you recognize that in sports, in entertainment, in almost every area, you see the game remains the same, the football game is virtually the same, but you wouldn't want to have Joe Namath in the pocket when the Jets play this Sunday. You wouldn't want to have Joe Montana in your lineup with the 49ers next year, even though he was one of the greatest quarterbacks in Super Bowl histories. You wouldn't want to have Troy Aikman. You wouldn't want to have Bart Starr. You wouldn't want to have Sid Luckman, depending on how far back your history goes. The point is, in every sport, in every business, in every anywhere you look at it, the names change. So, again, the key is that what most people don't realize in terms of long-term investing, the reason the S&P and the Dow have had just such great success over the years is they continue to change the names in those indexes. If they stayed with the same railroad stocks, if they stayed with Woolworths, if they stayed with, you get the point here. The names continue to change. In fact, on the S&P 500, there are only about 35 names that were in the portfolio 35 years ago. So what happens is there'll be new industries created, there'll be new markets created, and as that happens, new names emerge, and all I ask is the same repetitive questions. Which companies within their industry have the highest cash flow? Which ones have the highest margins? Which ones are accelerating their profit margins the fastest? And if you ask these companies, Magnet actually shows up with a host of new names in the solar energy business. And these companies are actually just coming alive. Well, folks, if you're sticking with companies that you kind of felt good because Grandpa said they would, if you stayed with Pan Am and Western Union, those companies actually are out of business. So, again, I'm not talking about buy and hold. I'm not talking about short-term trading. I'm talking about getting a handle yourself around what makes you comfortable. We'll be bringing on Gabriel Wisdom again, who's joined us before, who is not trading the market in a fanatical way. He's identifying companies with strong cash flow. He's buying them at the right prices, and then he's being patient as he watches them carefully and makes any adjustments that he needs. Again, Gabriel's talked about being a pilot, and pilots do all kinds of checks before they get up in the air, and continuously monitoring while they are up in the air. And that's the kind of philosophy I think that you need to be thinking about. You need to be thinking in terms of what makes you tick. I'm working right now with some of the greatest short-term traders in the market. They are in and out of stocks faster than I could, but that's what makes them tick. And they've harnessed their own emotions. They're trading on a combination of technical indicators. And at T3Live.com, you could see them. Or, in fact, you could see my portfolio that I've created there. It's real money. When I buy a stock, it shows up. When I sell a stock, it shows up. When I sell a stock short, it shows up. And again, I do sell stocks short. There are plenty of overvalued companies that kind of shoot the moon, attract a whole lot of investors, and you can make a lot of money on the way down. There's just so many different ways to invest in the market. The key is to take a deep breath, not to get caught up in the hysteria of the moment, because that's the only way, the surest way that I know that you lose money consistently. So what I'd love everyone to do, if you have a belief that the most trustworthy companies, the companies that actually do well and do well by their employees and their communities and their suppliers and their customers, and they believe in transparency, they believe in a corporate board structure that is independent, those companies are identified at a website, aamportfolios.com. They remind me that Unit Investment Trust, of the 30 most trustworthy companies in America, is only sold by prospectus. The big firms are selling it, the Morgan Stanleys, the Wachovias, and if you have a brokerage firm in any of those accounts, or if you want to find out somebody who's working with them, just let me know that, and that's a great way to invest. For a more passive investor that doesn't want to be day trading and doesn't want to be watching a portfolio every day. And I'll even mention to you, if you have an interest and you want to take a look or you want to ask any questions whatsoever, I give out my own direct line at T3 Live in New York City overlooking the Statue of Liberty. It's 646-845-4292. That's in terms, if you want to look in terms of what I'm doing at TrustAcrossAmerica.com. And see that portfolio if you want to take a look at T3 Live, which is a more active approach. The thing is, I can't tell you what makes sense for you. The whole thought, the whole theme of my very first book, Magnet Investing, talks about getting to know who you are. Do you have the time? Do you have the interest to dig deep, find the leaders in each and every decade? And they definitely exist in each decade. There's different names that lead the market. Can you identify them? If you can, I think that's the most fun way to invest, and I believe it's the most profitable way to invest. If you need to work with a professional, though, you should still have the knowledge base, the understanding about how investments work, how brokers are compensated, so that you can make sure that your interest are being looked after, and you're working with someone that you can truly trust. And that's the whole key. This market, this business, is about after-tax preservation of capital. And in a world where everything continues to cost more, you can't afford to sit in the bank and earn 1%. You got to figure out something to do. A great alternative, value investing. We'll be talking with one of the premier value investors in the country. We'll bring on, after this quick break, we'll bring back on Gabriel Wisdom, who's joined us before. His book, Wisdom on Value Investing, I think is a must read out there. We'll bring on Gabriel following the quick break. And folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing following this quick break. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing. And what I've shared from the beginning of this show years ago is there's a lot of ways to be effective in the market. One way is to follow proven advice from a proven success in the market. And what I want to do right now is we want to bring back on Gabriel Wisdom. He's written Wisdom on Value Investing. He's been involved with the market for dozens of years. He'll give you a little bit of the history. And most importantly, he has a concept. In the book, he talks about how to profit on fallen angels, and we want to go right into some of his fallen angels and what he's talked about in the book and how well they performed. And Gabe, thanks so much for joining us again today.
Thank you, Jordan.
And you know what I want to do? Before we get into the book itself, Wisdom on Value Investing, what I'd love you to do, Gabe, I know, you know, what I really love is people who've been around different market cycles and who've learned and experienced through them. Why don't you spend a little bit of your time on how long you've been in the market, how long you've been managing money professionally, and maybe even, you know, your background first, and then we'll get into your book and the wonderful performance of the picks themselves.
Okay, well, great. Thanks. I've been in the money management business 27 years, and I've seen many, many cycles come and go that in hindsight were so predictable, so obvious and logical, even orderly, and that includes the crashes and so-called black swan events. I mean, when you think about what caused them to occur, it's no different than when you go to an air show and you see a high-performance airplane going straight up and straight up and straight up until it stalls and turns over on itself, and it surprises everybody. But I mean, that's just the nature of markets. And so it took me a long, long time. I would say it took certainly 27 years to figure out how to profit on fallen angels after managing more than $1 billion for wealthy investors, again, since 1983. And I've been co-manager of two public mutual funds and so on and so forth. But it did take about 10 years to accumulate the material for this book, Wisdom on Value Investing. And it was published by John Wiley back in, October of last year? You know, time flies.
2009,
right? 2009, yeah. Time flies whether you're having fun or not.
Right.
So, we chapter 14 is dedicated to 10 selections, 10 fallen angels. Fallen angels are stocks or bonds or what have you that are fallen in price but should be rising. That's our definition. So the publisher said, well, come up with 10 that you make a case for, and then readers can follow them. And if they do poorly, your book's not going to have much merit. If they do well, it certainly proves the methodology is tried and true. I didn't have any problem doing this because I knew that over the last 200 years, these formulas, these methods have been refined by the greatest investors of all time, not just deep value investors, but momentum investors, turnaround specialists, you name it. There are certain principles that endure. So we selected 10 fallen angels for the next 5 years. Since the book since they were submitted for the book, the 10 are up 78.5% For 2010, the 10 fallen angels were up 28.31%, and that includes dividends. That's almost twice what the market did, so clearly it works.
Right. Not only does it work, you know, Gabe, I want to talk about a few things on this. We'll delve into, you know, the list itself a little further. But, you know, one of the things that you mentioned, you glossed over, and I'm hoping that today you could stick with us and join us for two segments, because there's some things I want to flush out with you.
Sure.
You know, some people will say, well, look, this concept's easy. I'm going to go and I'll look at the new low list. And I don't really need professional money management if it's just simply buying stocks that have gone down. But I know one of your chapters talks about the difference between dogs and, tell me.
And cats.
There you go.
Yeah. The way you hear the concept, dogs of the Dow, used. The phrase dogs of the Dow can be traced to Michael O'Higgins' book in 1991, Beating the Dow, in which he said, we'll buy a basket of stocks in the Dow Jones averages that have the highest dividend relative to their price, that are the most beaten down. Buy them at the end of December or the first part of January and hold them for a year and then reshuffle the deck. Sell them and, you know, buy the next crop of dogs of the Dow. Well, there have been years when that worked really well. It was especially effective during the great bull market that began in the early 80s and ended, as we know, in 2000. So his book came out in 1991. He'd had 7 or 8 years of great performance with it. But, you know, there's an old phrase on Wall Street that when you think you figured out how to unlock the key to what works, they change the locks.
They change the locks, right.
And so that's exactly what has occurred the last 10 or 12 years. Dogs of the Dow works fine as long as the tide is moving in on the entire market over a long period of time.
Right. But let me interrupt you, Gabe, because I think it's a little bit deeper than that. You know, I talked earlier in the show that, you know, when a professional athlete reaches his peak and goes into demise, it's really not the best time to put him into your lineup.
That's right. And that's what you're doing with dogs.
Right.
Well, yeah, dogs are. I mean, Ted Williams was a great hitter, but you know, if he comes back, if they unfreeze him, you really don't want him playing professional ball.
Right, and his head is frozen somewhere, and they might bring him back. But, I mean, talk about specifically, you know, what happens is you're not looking at the new low list only. You're looking at, a turnaround when they've kind of come through a period where they maybe languished for a while, and then there's a new something that creates a new movement up again.
Yeah, you never want to buy them when they're at their 52-week lows. You want to buy them when they're cheap and timely. So chapter 4 of my book, Wisdom on Value Investing, is titled Buy Cats, which is an acronym for cheap and timely securities.
Right.
Buy cats, avoid the dogs. And, cats are, they're not at 52-week highs generally. Sometimes they are, but very rarely. But they're off of their lows. They've been climbing. They're in a subtle but determined uptrend. They have tremendous support. As Bill O'Neill likes to say, they've got a cup-and-handle formation. And he's studied charts for going back 200 years, and that's the most favorable chart pattern that reoccurs in cheap and timely securities. They've formed a long, long base while revenue and earnings have been rising. Those are cats. Buy the cats, avoid the dogs. The methods and the formulas are easy to follow are in my book.
Right, and so let's take it one step further. You know, you mentioned talking about taking years and years, frankly, to develop what you've done. I think that's one of the things we talk about. People need to, if they have the time and interest, to what they call pay tuition to the market a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I think that even if most people who are, you know, frankly, too busy, you know, we always welcome them to try their hands and learn what they can, read the book. But do you think you need more time than most people have? You have to be dedicated to professional money management to make the real returns?
You know, it's like the old saying. I love old sayings because they're old because they hold up. And this one is a phrase that everyone's heard. The guy who uses himself. The guy does his own legal work, has a fool for an attorney.
There you go.
And it's true with professional portfolio management versus amateur portfolio management. Everybody thinks they can do this, get a newsletter, read a popular magazine, read the newspaper. You can with a small amount of money. I think you'd be very successful if you're fooling around with some play money, following a newsletter. But if it's your wealth, if this is significant capital, I don't care how well educated you are. When markets crack, and when it feels treacherous and unsafe and risky, you'll be missing out on the greatest opportunities to increase your wealth that ever exist. But when you're feeling comfortable, even complacent, everything's working, you will be way, way out on a limb, and you'll have no idea just how much risk you've taken on. It's the contrary nature of successful investing that throws most people off. That's why discipline and a proven methodology is so, so helpful, and why professionals, really great ones, are able to make money year in, year out, just like great professional athletes are able to score. I mean, it takes enormous skill to hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball with a small wooden bat. But there are people who can do it so consistently they're paid a lot of money to do it.
Gabe, I want to make sure that you can join me for another segment.
Sure.
Okay, then before we do, we'll take a commercial break. What I want you to do first, though, Gabe, I know you have some websites where they could not only find your book, but they could find your professional money management services. Why don't you go through some contact information so maybe they could follow along with your website or so on the next segment?
Yeah, sure. Well, the book is called Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels. You can go to Amazon.com and get it. You can also just go to GabrielWisdom.com. The name of the firm that I'm with is American Money Management. Pretty easy to remember. That's also a website, AmericanMoneyManagement.com. And I've been writing for Forbes, Forbes.com recently, and if you go Forbes / Gabriel Wisdom, you'll see some of the musings that I think could be helpful to people.
Fantastic. And, you know, Gabe, you touched on something. We'll come back to it on the next segment. As a professional pilot that you are, or I should say with a pilot's license who enjoys to fly, you know, there's so many different things that go into the safety precautions and then the monitoring of the gauges. I think it's the same thing with professional money management. And also, the amount of hours you spend up in the sky, given the experience managing money professionally for 27 years, you've been through the cycles, you've seen the highs and the lows, and I know that at the time when you talk about when the palms get sweaty or things just look like blue skies, you have to know how to have those safety guides. So we're going to be back with Gabriel Wisdom following a quick break. We'll go through more of his book, and we'll delve a little deeply into his not only his picks from the book, but what he sees coming up and what he's doing professionally right now as he's in the business managing money professionally. We'll be right back with Gabe Wisdom right after this quick break.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here. Perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing, and we're talking right now with Gabriel Wisdom, the author of Wisdom on Value Investing. And Gabe, I want to talk about something that's real important here. Well, we'll get into actually, you know, the success again of the picks in your book, but you've been doing this not for 1 year since the book is out, but actually for 27 years. I want to talk specifically about what we've seen in the last, say, few years where people rushed into what was perceived as safety in the bond market, and maybe why safety is not what you find in the bond market after inflation, but maybe compare the results of what has happened with a value investor who used discipline versus a bond market over periods of time, maybe, and what you think might happen over the next few.
Well, you know, bonds are great. They have something that everybody wants when they get older, and that is a guarantee. A guarantee to pay you X amount, and the guarantee to return your principal at some few, you know, at some point in the future, mm-hmm. And that's great. What's not great is when interest rates fall so low that they're unsustainably low, and then you buy bonds that lock in these low rates that are even below the real rate of inflation, the actual cost of living, not mm-hmm. what the government is saying.
Right.
And then they pay you back with dollars that are worth less, that buy fewer goods and services down the road, and they pay you so little along the way that after taxes, if they're not tax-free municipals, or and certainly after inflation, you've fallen behind. So bonds, J.P. Morgan once said, you know, gentlemen prefer bonds, which is very catchy, but remember, he was a banker. He was selling bonds.
Right.
He didn't buy them.
Right.
He was a seller. So he was talking great his point. Book, as they say on Wall Street. And bonds are great. And I think they are a key, you know, component to any diversified portfolio. But in today's world, you wouldn't want to reach for yield. There are great many ways to get income, high yield, and at least enough safety to sleep at night without having to get suckered into long-term bond positions that you can't get out of. The other day, we happened to try and get a quote on a 10-year California municipal bond, a zero-coupon bond that was quoted at 86 cents on the dollar. You know, they accrete the interest, so they accrue this interest. 86 cents means that, you know, getting closer to 100 cents on the dollar. But the real bid from the street, contrary to what the brokerage firm was saying, mm-hmm. was 50.
What?
Yes, sir.
That's a huge hole there.
That's a huge hole, and you're going to find that this is one of the major potholes for municipal and corporate or over-the-counter kinds of bond investor. investors out there who think that their bonds are worth more than they actually are when it comes to sell them. And if all the elephants stampede for that one little exit, there'll be a bond crash.
Right.
These are not unprecedented. They've happened many times throughout history, and we're overdue.
No question. Well, let's talk about something else. I know that when you're looking at the quality companies that you do, the fallen angels that you're talking about are usually companies that have solid balance sheets. Probably some of them, I'm guessing, Gabe, you tell me, in the portfolios, the stocks you're buying probably pay a dividend that might even be equivalent or higher than what you can get in the bond market itself these days.
Well, that's oftentimes the case. Even better are companies that are committed to paying you well now, but to giving you a pay raise once or twice a year for forever, for the foreseeable future while their revenue grows. That's the ideal place to be for an income-oriented investor. You want a pay raise. It's like with a business. You want a business that's going to pay you more every year over time to offset inflation and keep you in the lifestyle you've grown accustomed to, hopefully. So the fallen angels that we selected for the book were all high-quality companies that had fallen below either replacement value or fair value as we had estimated, or were just temporarily down because there was an industry-specific recession, or in some cases there was even a company-specific but recoverable calamity. Mm-hmm. So we've picked 10 of them for the next 5 years, and I said for 2010, those 10 were up 28.3%, including the dividends. It's twice.
Right. Let me ask you this. Some people who had their head buried, I don't think the people listening to the show too much, but the market has come up significantly off the bottom. It actually is trading, I think, very healthy. There's a couple-day sell-off going on, which we'll work our way through. In this market, now that things have come back, business is better, are you still able to find new value here, or are you sitting on cash, or to the contrary, as there's rotation in the market, there's other companies that have showed up where you would push fresh money to work right here?
Well, I'm not going to make a recommendation to people to buy these things just because we like them, but I'm happy to name names. There are lots of great companies that have been left behind in this market recovery that we've had the last almost 2 years. And the reason for it is the leadership has been companies with very large capitalizations, like Apple. Apple is almost 30% of the NASDAQ. It's just
hard to believe.
Yeah, and it's not sustainable. And unfortunately, Steve Jobs has some serious health problems, so we'll see what happens there. But Caterpillar in the Dow. I mean, Caterpillar is a monster company. But for Caterpillar's great success over the last 2 years, the Dow wouldn't have performed nearly as well. So there have been many, many great companies left behind. They are the fallen angels for 2011, 2012. And I'm thinking of companies that, you might say, well, I don't like those companies.
Well, that's why they're fallen angels.
So what? You don't like those companies. I mean, if you're in the clothing business, do you have to like the clothing that other people want to buy from you? No. You don't have to like the food that you sell in a restaurant or a grocery store. Right. If other people want to buy the stuff, then that's what you want to sell. And in our case, we like Bank of America under $14 a share. We think it's worth 20 easily. It controls 20% of the U.S. mortgage market. The dividends should be rising rather aggressively. Banks are going to be reinstating dividends here pretty soon. We were early on Citigroup at a much lower price, but it still looks pretty good in the $4.5-$5 range. Alcoa, believe it or not, under 15, $22 in a potential acquisition, $22 just in a more normal kind of market. Johnson Controls under 38, it's worth at least 50. Auto sales are rebounding. That's a play on auto sales, high revenue growth currently. Dean Foods, it's moved up a lot since we first started talking about it, but it's, under $9, and it's an $18 company as far as I'm concerned. David Tepper now, the great hedge fund managers, it's just been disclosed he's got a big position in it. They have a very wide moat. They're a potential buyout candidate. They're a leveraged buyout company's dream come true. Because it's got a lot of debt, but if you buy milk products in the grocery store, yogurt, any number of products, mm-hmm. you're a customer of Dean Foods. You don't even know it.
Right.
Symbol's DF. Like Cisco, under 20, targets $30 there. AMN Healthcare, AHAS is the ticker symbol, under $6, around $6. That's a $12 company anyway. They provide hospital staffing solutions, specifically nurses. There's a nursing shortage, lots of insider buying. Boy, that thing's been clobbered. Here's a dog nobody loves, H&R Block, HRB.
Mm-hmm.
But it's now showing cat characteristics. It's cheap and timely. Target is $20. A temporary setback, largest brand name and distribution network in the business, and tax season begins now.
Right. So let me stop you right here, Gabe. I want to just point out disclaimers. We're not recommending these stocks. These are stocks that Gabe likes. The point I'm making, though, is that if you're savvy and you do the homework like Gabriel does, you look for companies that haven't performed. You don't rush into the most popular stocks. You do your homework, and Gabe, I think that's really what you're all about. We're not recommending individual stocks, but the point well taken, if you're rushing into what everybody loves, could be a recipe for failure. Gabe, one more time, give us the contact information if they want your professional money management services, if they want to talk to you, if they want to read your book, where are they going to find more about you?
Well, you can go to GabrielWisdom.com or just type in Gabriel Wisdom in your computer. You can get my book, Wisdom on Value Investing, at Amazon.com. They're selling it like it's a paperback, but it's a nice hardcover from Wiley. And American Money Management is the name of the firm I'm with, AmericanMoneyManagement.com. And as I said before, I've been writing for Forbes.com. You could go Forbes/Gabriel Wisdom, and you'll see some of our latest musings. Chapter 8 of the book has the pilot's checklist for safe and effective investing. Above all else, I would follow this checklist before you buy or sell funds, stocks, bonds, anything, just like the pilot who checks all the controls of the aircraft before being airborne, because up in the sky, there's no place to pull over if something goes wrong.
Hey, Gabe, that's such a great point. You know, with all those years of experience, the whole point Gabe's making is that the only way to survive as long as Gabe does, has, and been as successful is he's not only looking for what can go right, he's thinking about what can go wrong.
Right.
That combination of things has led you, Gabe, to the outperformance you've had. It's great to have you on. And again, one of these days I'm going to get my little guy who's studying to be a pilot over to San Diego, go up in the air with you. For everyone else, get up in the air with Gabe. Look at his professional money management services. And Gabe, will talk to you soon. Have a great rest of the year.
You too, Jordan. Thanks.
Alrighty, and folks, we need to take a quick break from the sponsors. That was just a great segment for one of today's great value investors, Gabriel Wisdom. We're going to be right back to wrap things up right after this quick break.
Markets up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back again to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I love bringing on different styles of investing. One of the clear most absolute profitable ways, long periods of time, is value investing. And Gabe, who has 27 years of experience, is one of the great examples of one of the successes. But I'm not endorsing it for you, nor would I endorse momentum investing or turnaround investing or anything. The message here is if you could stick to a discipline, and Gabe has with value investing, and folks, maybe one of the ways to do it, if you're a little bit more passive and you don't have the time yourself, is to allocate some money towards a value investor, let him do it for you, allocate some money towards a growth investor, towards an international investor, and then do some yourself if you have the time to keep the interest. But, you know, Gabe brings up a great point. He mentions the name Apple. When we selected the names of the most trustworthy companies, frankly, Apple has some great financials, and we're not going to talk bad about any companies. They didn't make our list for a variety of reasons. And when the list came out, it was quantitatively generated, and they didn't make the list, I was actually relieved. The reason is because I wouldn't want to buy the most popular company in the country and hold it for 15 months. Things changed. Unfortunately, the public is fickle, business is fickle. And what you have, you know, as a different example, the guys at T3 Live who follow the market and follow different technical signals have been actually recommending that stock all of last year. And then when some momentum indicators change, they're no longer in Apple anymore. And see, that's the key. If you're short-term, if you want to play the popular names, you have to know when to get off the boat. But if you're actually just going to follow blindly in into what everybody loves, I'll tell you time and time again, you'll lose more money than you'll make over time. And there's got to be a way that you figure out, I'm going to be in for short term. One of the things I've talked about since I've joined T3 is that not only are we talking about a stock, but you could see it right there on the portfolio. I have two stocks that I recently sold short. They come up right on my list at t3live.com. It's Jordan. It shows you what I'm long, means where I have money invested, where I have money sold short, and then another column of anything we've closed a position out in the last day to show that we've gone flat. So we could like something until I don't. There's different managers on the platform who each have their own unique style of investing, and you can follow each one of those guys, and each one of them have, in fact, their own big following and their own career. What I'm talking about here is what makes you tick is going to what makes you successful. If you try to be a value investor, but you're actually very impatient and you need kind of instant results, you can invest with a value guy and, you know, or value stocks, you'll get bored and you'll sell too soon. If you instead you go into momentum style stocks and you can't handle the volatility of it and you can't make quick decisions, you're also going to turn around and lose more money than you'll make. So it's a matter of understanding who you are. Gabe threw out a couple stocks earlier I want to mention again. We're very careful not to ever endorse any stock, any money manager, any bond. The key is everybody's risk tolerance is different. You need to do your own homework. You need to find out what makes you comfortable, what makes you tick, what's suitable, risk, so on. This business has gotten so, so involved with compliance, and for good reason. The reason is Wall Street broke down trust. They sold too much to too many people who didn't understand what they were doing. And when you don't understand the risk of what you're doing, it usually comes back to haunt you. So the message I like to give over and over again is learn who you are, read as much as you possibly can, and I will tell you, leave it to a professional with the bulk of your money, and then try to compete with that professional with your own money until you could beat that professional time and time again. The two areas I'm going to ask you to look at, sold by prospectus only, the top 30 U.S. most trustworthy companies is not only a great concept, but five different screens involved before we figure out who actually gets through all those hurdles. You could see the portfolio at aamportfolios.com. You could actually buy it with one click through your broker, whether they're at Morgan Stanley, whether they're at Wachovia, or any other of the other brokerage firms. That's a great way to invest if you want quality names that you could sleep with, and also help reward those companies doing it the right way. We're getting a lot of interest from CNBC and the other media because we're actually helping to bring back trust in those public companies. If you're a little bit more active and you have time during the day to actually look at live trading with transparent trading, both by myself and other professionals at T3 Live, I think there's a free subscription that you can go in for a couple of weeks to see if it fits you. If it does, become a subscriber. You could chat with us during the day. There's a morning video. There's a closing video. And it kind of pulls you right into the trading room of some of the most experienced and most successful traders and investors. So that's T3Live.com. The main message is what you're going to continue to see, I believe, is more and more understanding that the market is healthy, the world economy is healthy, that the money is going to start coming out of the money markets into equities. You can't buy any equities, folks. You have to know what you're doing. You have to have a methodology. You have to have a style that you're comfortable, where you're getting your information. So please, the most important thing is do your homework first. Like Gabe said, you can't pull over in an airplane after you're flying, and a lot of people just don't have the personality in the stock market to make changes that you need to make periodically to keep a portfolio healthy, to keep your strategy right. And so this is what I think professional money management is all about. This is the first time, by the way, in 20-something years that I'm not managing other people's money. I'm showing you what I'm doing transparently at T3 Live, and then through a third party and some great partnerships with Louis Navalier and Associates and some other services that are helping us to screen, to find the most trustworthy companies. That's available through other folks. It frees up my time to do what I'd love to do most is teach people what I'm doing, to kind of get in there and be with the family as well a little bit. So if you haven't been over to trustacrossamerica.com, make sure you go to that site. It's a wonderful site, shares what we're doing on the trustworthy side. If you haven't been over to t3live.com, join us for a complimentary subscription. See what we're doing over there. In the meantime, keep your heads. Volatility is increasing. It means people will do more of the wrong things because they feel they need to do something. Be disciplined, be balanced, and have a great week ahead. We'll see you right here on more Magnet Investing next week, right on here on Voice America Business. And join us on Trust Across America at Voice America Variety. Have a great week ahead. We'll see you next week. Bye now.
Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.